Blog Talk Radio.
Hello out there. Hope everyone's doing well. We're a little behind schedule here, so we are tonight actually just for the fun of it, smoking some resin that we are scraping off of a glass piece. Figured we would go for the resin smoke tonight. So normally at this point I would be playing, haven't done this in a long time. We've had a couple different channels here on Blog Talk, and I think this is the one we're going to keep. We'll be doing a lot of shows. We have a lot of different ideas and everything. Tonight is actually the first show of the new idea. And a new way we want to go ahead and do these shows. Sorry, I already smoked a little bit, so I apologize for being a little more mellowed out than I would have wanted to starting the show. But that's all right. We'll kick it into gear. Feel free to smoke with us at any time throughout the show. We encourage it. If you don't smoke, that's no problem. Grab a beer or just hang out and listen. Whatever works for you. So welcome. This is renaming the station. Sorry, I had to take a sip of a coffee here to wake me up. But we have a new name. Right now we'll keep the old, little more aggressive name, Eve of War Radio. And sorry, I don't have music. I know, I just put this together last second. I didn't get a chance to download any music, so bear with me maybe about 30 seconds, and I'll be back. I'm just going to go ahead and finish up this poll. I'll be back. Sorry about that. That was more than 30 seconds. I just was actually having a couple of issues here. Obviously, right when I'm trying to do the show. That was good. It's not the tastiest, that resin, but it definitely does a trick, especially if you haven't smoked in a while. It doesn't have to be a long while, but you know, even just a few weeks, and you're out of weed. Scrape up that bowl, gather up that resin, take some nice slow hits of it, and man, it's a nice laid-back high. We felt like doing that tonight. Had a couple people hanging out in the studio tonight. They won't be on tonight at all. Sorry about that. They like the kind of, they're more of the smokers who then like to just chill or play some video games or whatever. So we got another TV on in the studio. They're just hanging back and watching. What are you guys watching? Oh, okay, they're watching The Devil's Rejects. I guess that's the movie of the night. Yeah, so I definitely gotta say I'm happier with this studio. Let me be honest with you. So I used to do recordings and stuff out of my garage. But then when we moved down to San Diego County, we bought a house with a shed in the backyard, and I just basically turned the shed into my own studio. So we enjoy it here. It was a clear black night. And yeah, I'll just run through a couple sponsors. I want to thank Blackbeard's Tattoo Parlor. They've always been a big supporter of the show. So we really appreciate that. And if you guys don't mind, just hang back a moment. I'm going to take another hit of this here, actually. I don't even remember what I was saying. So I'll move on to something really exciting. So I was listening to the Chewing It podcast, which is Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy, also known from the movie Super Troopers. And if you're into it, you probably already know. If you don't know, they are doing a Super Troopers 2, which is really, really exciting. I actually got an opportunity when they came and performed down here in San Diego to see them. And let me tell you, it's definitely worth it. So if they come to your area, wherever you are, you should definitely make a point to go see them. They're really, really funny. And they're pretty cool guys. I met them after the show. They were actually giving out Super Trooper posters signed by all five of the Broken Lizard guys, which I thought was really cool for them to have taken care of that before they went on tour and, had an idea of seeing them out to fans who came to see them. I mean, shit, I would have paid the $20 for the ticket just to get that poster, or more even. I would have paid more for sure. So I'm being a big fan of memorabilia. That was a big plus in my book, you know what I'm saying? So it looks like we I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I don't know what it looks like we have been doing or whatever I was gonna say. that was stuff going on in the background that I was just trying to not look at, because then it made me fucking giggle. Those fucking guys make me giggle. Let me tell you something. If you've never seen, or if you have seen, well, let's start with if you've never seen. If you've never seen the YouTube show Getting Dug with High. You need to watch it. So it's just, for if you haven't seen it, Doug Benson, the comedian, he has a guest sometimes two, sometimes more. It's usually about an hour where they just sit around smoking and talking and just hanging out. It's just kind of like an interactive, you interactively joining their smoke session, which is pretty cool. You don't even have to smoke really to enjoy it. I've watched many episodes without smoking, and it's still very funny. Now, one of the, if you haven't seen it before, or if you have seen it but haven't seen this particular guest, watch any of the ones with Todd Glass as a guest. He's hilarious, and I love his type of humor, and his personality. It's like he's a very he's just like a regular guy, you know, and he'll go off on a tangent and forget why he started it or what his point was. He'll tell this long-winded story form joke, and the punchline, you know, and after the punchline, basically nobody laughs. It's funny, but it's not like a ha-ha joke, and he always like beats himself up about it. It kind of reminds me of Chris Farley from Saturday Night Live when he would interview like Paul McCartney and shit. And he would be like, "So Paul, remember that time when you were in the Beatles?" And Paul McCartney's like, "Yeah." And then Chris Farley, like realizing it was such a stupid thing he just said, will start like flipping out and like pulling his hair out, calling himself all kinds of names and stuff. So anyway, now I'm doing what Todd Glass does, but I'm not funny. But anyway, he'll sometimes remind me of that Chris Farley character. But yeah, basically every episode of Doug Gets High is hilarious, but especially the ones with Todd Glass. At least for me personally, I just love when he gets high. He's just so funny to watch, and his facial expressions, and he cracks himself up over all kinds of shit. And it's just funny, dude. It's just funny. So yeah, I mean, we're having a good time. I know I am. Feeling good. Sorry, I had to take another sip of my drink. But I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. I know my two buddies over there watching Devil's Rejects are having a good old time. And you know what I need? I need a woman in here giving me a neck massage while I do this podcast, because my neck is fucking killing me. That would be the world's greatest podcast video. If while you're giving a podcast, you get a fucking neck rub by a lady. A nice lady. And for any guests on the show, man, I'd hook it up for them. Make sure that they have a nice woman or lady giving them a neck rub. And we'll be able to just fucking, like, have a podcast with your neck not hurting. That's the goal. So, that's my story. Take care of you. And Sorry, I need another sip of my drink, yo. There's a little motto I would like to read. This is the definition of our show. Ever loud, complaining, no band. Our flicks chick. Allowed is food, junk tolerated, behavior rude remotes. All controls, man encouraged and allowed, is Beob. The cave, man, and flowers, no rights, decorating, have men only rules, caveman. So, that's just, it's a beautiful piece. It was written in the early 1270s. By a man named Francois Dollier, and it's also sponsored by New Belgium Beer. Oh yeah, that's what I was originally, that first time when I was talking, and I forgot what I was talking about. I was talking about sponsors. That's what, see, dude, I just pulled a time lapse. Like, everything just came full circle, like, 20 minutes later, I remembered what I had originally was talking about and then forgot that when it, but whatever, and I came right back around. Big Batman, that's what I'm talking about. Thanks, Todd Glass. Thank you. But now I forgot what I was moving on to. Oh, right, we were at sponsors. Oh my god, yo. Oh my god, I just want to give a little shout out real quick, and we'll get back to sponsors, to my buddy Sean. I know he's not listening right now. He had to sleep like a normal person does at 10:49 p.m. on a Wednesday night. And we're going to be bringing back our show that we do together. The Adam and Sean Shit Show. So, keep your eyes open and peeled. Take those glasses off and look straight in the camera and say, I will look out for that. And the posted signs that I keep seeing. So, We got some time. So, what else do you want to talk about, yo? This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna look at a few things. I got this stupid ass Mooney World fucking create your own art toy. What a stupid thing this is. They make it all. Oh, you can fucking draw on it, and all the pictures are, like, professionally done. Nobody in their fucking right mind is going to be able to fucking create one of these fucking designs on this stupid-ass toy and make it look like it looks on the box. They think it looks like, oh, look, like, take this fucking thing. I'm fucking turn this little, draw your little design and turn this fucking toy into fucking Michael Jordan or some shit. Fucking, oh, you draw fucking Batman. Yeah, okay. Fuck you. No, you can't. No. Professional artist, man. Shit. Mooney World. Fuck your world. Mooney World. The fuck is a Mooney? Money, Mooney, whatever the fuck it is. Stupid ass. So don't ever get one. Oh, I got that shit in this, I don't want to promote them, but this is a company where you can subscribe monthly and they send you a box of shit that you don't know what it is. Apparently some of them are good. This last one was crap. Rumor has it March is supposed to be good. If you know what I'm talking about, then you know what I'm talking about. But if you don't, then I guess you just fucking don't. Let's see. So, how many times the word Batman appear in comic books? If you can answer that question, you'll win $50,000. So, that is the trivia question of the night. Question of the night. That wasn't me, by the way. That was our high-tech commercial engineering specialty professional who made that sound that good. And don't forget to count your sheep tonight, just as a public address service, a public service announcement, public address. Public service announcement. Don't forget to count your Z's. I never count my Z's. I mean my sheep. See, I'm telling people to count their Z's. I mean, public service announcement. Don't forget to count your sheep. Got it right that time. But I never count my sheep. Yeah, I just lay down. I think, Blackbeard for everything he's done for me, and maybe put on some Getting Dug with High or, you know, Joe Rogan Experience podcast or a movie or a cool YouTube video or some music. I think you get the point. And just crash out like that. So, well, thank you all for coming. Just going to cut it a couple minutes short here. Basically, would have been done already if we put in the music like we normally have. Well, I thank everybody for joining me. I thank everybody who's listening to this. And remember, everything's better if you're stoned. Have a good night, everyone. Bye.